From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. It's opening weekend at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke inside the Community High School Auditorium for Closing Arguments, written and directed by local playwright David Walton. A family with long simmering tensions gets together for a funeral in this dramedy, April 4th through the 6th and 11th through the 13th. See beartheater.com for times and tickets.
I think folks who come and who experience closing arguments will have reason to laugh, a little reason to squirm. You get to see a production where, like we're saying, where mama's family is meeting modern family. But there's also some heart in here, which I think will be instructive to all of us.
It's the last weekend at Attic Productions in Fincastle for Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, the tale of two sisters looking for love and security in the Victorian era. Angela McNeil is the director.
Some of my all-time favorite moments are when the characters break the fourth wall, because some of their lines are very poignant. I mean, they had humor, they had sarcasm. Obviously, it looked and sounded a little bit different back then, but the lines are punchy when you actually get to hear what these characters really think about each other.
It's the opening weekend for a new exhibition at the Taubman Museum of Art, Delphine Diallo, The Mythic Quest, this Friday during the monthly Art by Night when downtown galleries and the Taubman are open late. Diallo is a French Senegalese photographer who will share her personal journey, says Katie Hirsch, Deputy Director of Exhibitions at the Taubman Museum.
The work that we'll be showing is six different series of photography and then also a video piece. And her photography, it traces her work since 2011 and that kind of evolution of her work and what she was thinking about and where she has landed up now is working in collaboration with AI.
There's an artist talk with Delphine Diallo at the Taubman this Friday at 6:30. This Sunday at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater, one performance only at 3 p.m., O Fortuna, Carmina Burana, performed by the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra with help from the RSO Chorus and three vocalists. Conductor and Roanoke Symphony Music Director David Stewart Wiley says Carmina Burana is an exhilarating ode to fate and fortune.
This is one of the most popular large choral orchestra pieces. It is basically settings of songs, ancient monks, and it is an extraordinarily dramatic and powerful human expression. And when you have, as we do, 250 performers on stage with this, there is something visceral that can only be experienced live.
Get ready for the Daisy Art Parade in May with art at Prairie Park from 5 to 7 this Wednesday and next Wednesday as well. Make puppets and parade art, enjoy live drumming, and unwind with healing arts. And live music at the Spot on Kirk this Thursday through Sunday featuring performers like Jaded Ravens, Tim Capello from Lost Boys, and more. See the Spot on Kirk website. And Tree of Forgiveness, a tribute to John Prine, this Friday at Five Points Music Sanctuary. Check for more local events online. And that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Greetings from David Stewart Wiley, Music Director and Conductor of your Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. And let me assure you, great symphonic music is for everyone. Join us for our popular and entertaining Pops and Masterworks series. Please support your RSO, including our Youth Symphony, Junior Strings, and Outreach programs. Help us unleash the power of music.